W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
What I know about
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Raising the debt limit, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and others hold a news conference today talking the debt ceiling deal announced in principle between the Republican leaders and the White House.
I think at the end of the day, people can look together to be able to pass this in the House and the Senate together.
McCarthy meets with President Biden this afternoon, and then lawmakers, rank and file, get to consider the deal. Sources tell ABC News it includes raising the debt limit for 2 years, keeping non-defense spending roughly flat, and phases in new work requirements for welfare recipients. A deadly shooting in New Mexico. State police say at least 3 people were killed, 5 others injured last night during the annual Red River Memorial Day weekend motorcycle rally. The mayor of Red River says the shooting appears to be gang-related. And Memorial Day weekend travel is busy. On Friday, the TSA screened 2.7 million passengers, the most in a single day since before the pandemic in 2019. The heaviest return travel days are today and tomorrow. This is ABC News. A big day of car racing in the U.S. and around the world, starting in Monaco at the Formula One Monaco Grand Prix.
It slides down, away we go. Alonso, I think, got a better start.
That race happening is the Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte, and the big Indianapolis 500 also kick off later today.
Fans are making their way into the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on this race day for the 107th running of the Indy 500. Track officials expecting somewhere north of 325,000 people to be in attendance when the green flag drops for the field of 33. It is the fastest field in Indianapolis 500 history. The pole setter also making history, Alex Palou, the first Spaniard to lead the 500 to the green flag. At the Indianapolis 500, Will Clark, ABC Sports.
I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Krebscast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new report shows the importance of student debt relief to workers across the United States. Edwin J. Vieira reports.
The American Federation of Teachers report finds rising education costs have forced people to borrow over $1.7 trillion to attend college. This comes as the U.S. House of Representatives passed a joint resolution of disapproval to overturn President Joe Biden's student debt relief program. The bill now heads to the Senate. But Mike Pierce with the Student Borrower Protection Center describes how the CRA's plan disrupts student debt cancellation for public service workers.
The student debt CRA scheme would reinstate the student loan debt of more than 260,000 public service workers nationwide, drop a nearly $20 billion debt burden onto the backs of these hardworking teachers, nurses, first responders, and service members still emerging from the pandemic.
He says this plan would roll back public workers' progress toward having more than $170 billion in student loan debt canceled. But even prior to the Congressional Review Act, court challenges had blocked Biden's plan before it began. Michael Bukai is a law professor at SUNY's University at Buffalo. He had $102,000 in student loan debt forgiven as part of the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, and says, although the process was somewhat arduous, it was worthwhile.
I was, you know, able to start sort of looking seriously into buying a house, and I was able to significantly increase the financial help that I give to my sibling. And I was also able to, you know, just carry a whole lot more of the burden of, you know, running a household with my partner.
Some education professionals identify the growth of the U.S. student loan program as erasing the benefits of going to college, with millions of loans going into default each year. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't...
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Did you know more than 26,000 men and women from Wisconsin have died while serving their country? This Memorial Day, take time to honor their legacies. Here's former President Barack Obama on Memorial Day 2009.
We waged war so that we might know peace. We braved hardship so that we might know opportunity. We paid the ultimate price. Might know freedom.
Join all of us at Civic Media as we salute those who gave their lives for our freedom.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Raising the debt limit, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and others hold a news conference today talking the debt ceiling deal announced in principle between the Republican leaders and the White House.
I think at the end of the day, people can look together to be able to pass this in the House and the Senate together.
McCarthy meets with President Biden this afternoon, and then lawmakers, rank and file, get to consider the deal. Sources tell ABC News it includes raising the debt limit for 2 years, keeping non-defense spending roughly flat, and phases in new work requirements for welfare recipients. A deadly shooting in New Mexico. State police say at least 3 people were killed, 5 others injured last night during the annual Red River Memorial Day weekend motorcycle rally. The mayor of Red River says the shooting appears to be gang-related. And Memorial Day weekend travel is busy. On Friday, the TSA screened 2.7 million passengers, the most in a single day since before the pandemic in 2019. The heaviest return travel days are today and tomorrow. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bucked Hustle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit bucktussle.com and get connected with Bucked Hustle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest is isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers, 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used, 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Here's what's going on around the area. Stop and see the spring blooms at the garden. The Green Bay Botanical Gardens want you to see all the blooms throughout the gardens, 350,000 of them, in fact. They await you now through May 31st. On May 27th through the 29th, celebrate to pier at Voyager Park. There'll be music, food, kids area, and of course, fireworks. And don't forget the Memorial Day Parade, all happening in De Pere. And on May 27th, the Green Bay Farmers Market takes place in downtown Green Bay. Visitors can experience a host of fresh, locally grown produce. It's all going on from 9 until 11:30 a.m. If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, we'd love to help you out. Email it to info@civicmedia.us. We are the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served...
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through...
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just...
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on
if you are 45 and older, don't let but stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app. Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Raising the debt limit, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and others hold a news conference today talking the debt ceiling deal announced in principle between the Republican leaders and the White House.
I think at the end of the day, people can look together to be able to pass this in the House and the Senate together.
McCarthy meets with President Biden this afternoon, and then lawmakers, rank and file, get to consider the deal. Sources tell ABC News it includes raising the debt limit for 2 years, keeping non-defense spending roughly flat, and phases in new work requirements for welfare recipients. A deadly shooting in New Mexico. State police say at least 3 people were killed, 5 others injured last night during the annual Red River Memorial Day weekend motorcycle rally. The mayor of Red River says the shooting appears to be gang-related. And Memorial Day weekend travel is busy. On Friday, the TSA screened 2.7 million passengers, the most in a single day since before the pandemic in 2019. The heaviest return travel days are today and tomorrow. This is ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Baseball's commissioner says Wisconsin needs to meet its obligation to keep up American Family Field. Rob Manfred was in Milwaukee yesterday to make his case. Milwaukee County Board Member Steve Taylor says he has mixed feelings.
Well, I don't want to see the Milwaukee Brewers go somewhere else. I mean, that's what's happening in Oakland. And so 2030 is coming. I just don't think it's right that the taxpayers foot the bill.
Governor Evers wants the legislature to use part of the state's $7 billion surplus to meet the public's ballpark maintenance obligations. A new report says all but 3 University of Wisconsin campuses will lose money next year. System President Jay Rothman is pushing lawmakers for more money for the UW system in the state budget. In sports, the Giants blanked the Brewers last night 5-0. Milwaukee starts Freddy Peralta tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need a gossip.
Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
If you love...
Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
If you love...
Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
If you love...
Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening...
Yep.
Welcome back. So we were talking to our county. All right, let's talk about your younger days. Well, you're still young. Your earlier days. Sorry. Wrong word.
Yep.
Turkey hunting. Tell me about your turkey hunting.
Oh, gosh. That was so long ago. Who was that with? Just you and me in a former co-worker's cornfield and ground blind. And
I don't even remember that. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah. Oh, no. I guess he used to feed his turkeys out of his hot tub or something is what I remember. Yeah. They used to come right up to his hot tub and he'd feed them. Who was that? I don't remember now, but...
But you harvested a turkey, though.
No, not that year. No, haven't yet. So Jace has one up to me so far.
Oh, we have to get you out then.
We do.
Now that the kids are both, you know, an older age or a little easier to get a babysitter for, we can get Amanda back out in the field a little bit.
That'd be perfect.
That's this year's goal. Yeah. Jace is going to be doing hunter safety, so he'll be my co-partner and all that fun stuff coming up. So
yeah,
I feel like there was... three topics in there that I want to talk about, but I'm going to stop getting sidetracked.
Yeah.
Please, please, please tell me about this golf.
Ugh, it's the most beautiful place ever.
Yeah, you said your happy place. What did you post? Your home
it was mostly Amanda's happy place.
Yeah. Yeah, we went down there summers, you know, or spring breaks. My grandparents used to rent down there, and it's just a beautiful place. So finally I got to get him to see the magic of it and then, you know, rope him in with some bow fishing too. So.
I said I'd go, but we gotta shoot something if we're going south. So.
Yeah, your pictures, you're smiling ear to ear.
Oh, it was a blast.
It looked like so peaceful, the greatest trip ever.
It was. It was awesome.
So how did you find these stingrays to shoot?
Oh, well, there's a calmer bay that they took us in. So, you know, it's just, it's so clear, you know, they're just right there and just majestic and so much slower to shoot than carp. You know, those suckers are wiggly and
they are, aren't they?
Yeah.
So,
and then
poof of dust and all on the ground. Not dust, obviously, but
they're very unpressured down there. It's not as popular as up here. Yeah. So, the fish you do see, they do run a little bit here and there, but you can, you can shoot pretty much anything in Alabama, which is cool. So anything, you know, no redfish, no dolphin, obviously, but you know, we had big black drum, big southern rays, Atlantic rays, cow nose rays, and they fight really, really, really well. So, I mean, you need 2, 3, 4 arrows. This guy we were with, just me and her.
Yeah. We were just tag teaming.
Yeah. He had, he had 8 bows set up and I'm like, looking, I'm like, man, it's just me and her. And he's like, oh, you'll never know. If you shoot a 100-pounder, we want 8 arrows in it.
Wow.
So you got to be ready because they're there. So that night we shot about a 30, which is, you know, a decent sized southern ray.
She's heavy.
But yeah, and it pulls just like a big buffalo that you'd shoot up here.
I'll say that. That has to, where you shoot them right in the smack out of the body, right?
Yeah,
in the head,
pretty much
anywhere.
They get a little fragile out in the wings.
Yeah.
And then we actually gigged for flounder, which was something different on the trip, which was kind of cool. And that's
you gigged
them, yeah. So it's just basically a spear. And you roll up with the lights and just ease it into the water and get it, you know, 3-4 inches from it. And just a quick little stab, and they were delicious.
They were fabulous.
Yeah,
so how did you prepare them? Did they cut them up for you? What was it like, fillet? Did you fillet them?
I did them in the condo. With
it was rough.
I feel like this is a fun story.
With a very dull steak knife. Because I did not have a fillet knife. I figured he would have done them quick for me. But so we did them at 2 in the morning because I wanted them fresh and, you know, I put them on milk overnight, and they're super white, flaky. If anybody out there never had flounder, it's actually really good. So we baked the next day. We baked 2 of the fish, and then we actually tore it up at Floribama Bar that night, and then came back at 2 or 3 in the morning, and we fried that third fish. So we ate them all, and
phenomenal.
So filleting these rays, how?
So the rays
take me through that.
We didn't fillet these.
I'm envisioning something completely different.
Yeah. Well, what was it? 4 years ago we were down there last.
Yeah.
Then we actually kept the Atlantic stingrays. They're smaller and they're like scallops. So you fillet, you get little back straps off of them, and we cut them up. And her grandpa was actually down there in a condo, and we put them in like spaghetti and
spaghetti.
Yeah, and it was
just breaded them and fried them.
Nice.
It's just like a scallop, you know. But actually, down there they see a lot of them. You buy in a store. They're labeled scallops, but it's technically an Atlantic stingray. So,
nice. Yeah.
But this trip, we concentrated on the flounder and then the big southern ray, which are, which get the biggest, I guess, in the area.
Yeah.
Very fun. Yeah. Clear water, and you never know what's around the next corner. Sharks, dolphins, you know, it's full aquarium when you're driving around on the boat. It's very cool.
I definitely want to go shark fishing one day.
Yeah, I couldn't get her out on the big water, you know, fishing, so we settled for bull fishing.
We did a deep sea fish. Oh, gosh, I think I was probably 13. I don't know. We hit some 10, 12-foot waves, and I think everyone but my grandpa got sick.
Oh, no.
But he caught a record grouper, so he was thrilled.
Yeah, makes up for it a little bit.
Yeah, but never again.
Never again? Have you tried at all, like going out on Winnebago when it's nice and windy? Like, have you tried that? Because that gets kind of tippy.
Yeah, he's usually
I'm picking the days wisely because I don't want to ruin them. It's bad enough the stuff I take my stepdad out in because it's like one day off, we're going.
Just get beat up.
Yeah, with Chase, I pick certain days because I hate to ruin them young and they never want to come back.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's a very good idea. I remember when last year I went out with Fishing Magician out of Algoma.
Okay.
And it was for my birthday, and I'm going to go. It's my birthday. Like, right?
Heck yeah.
And he's like, well, we don't have to. It was... The bell was just I don't know if someone else was ringing it, but the bell was just ringing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, we're just rocking back and forth, and there were six of us in the boat. Only one person got seasick, like seasick, probably like you did when you're 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, we're not turning around.
I think we all lost a day of our lives after that when we all just slept. It was rough.
Luckily, I'm knocking on wood. I've never got seasick.
Same here. Yeah, I've been lucky. Been on some rough stuff, but.
Yeah, you just, for me, every time I feel like I'm going to just look at one spot on the horizon.
As long as you can see the shore, that helps. Uh-huh. Yeah,
but if you're looking at a bird or something, you just got waves upon waves. You can't see nothing.
Right.
Oh, man. But with the waves, speaking of waves like that, when you're in a, have you been layout boat duck hunting?
That's on my bucket list.
I've actually done something you haven't.
No, I've shot divers and everything, but layout boat hunt is the last couple of years I've been really thinking about doing it. Just timing, getting up and getting right.
They're reminding me with the waves because it's like an actual layout boat. I call it a UFO, and you just lay out. And you have a little back up there so the water doesn't splash on you, but you're right at the water level.
Sure.
Just cool. Waves. You just, if it's a 3-foot wave, you're just like, oh, all right.
Just rolling with it.
This is fun. There's the decoy. There's the decoy gone. There's the decoy. And it's gone. Yep. Nope.
Yeah, that's bucket list. Some old squads out there that'll.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe this year. We'll see.
It's definitely fun. You can do it with Gunner.
We could do it with Gunner.
We got Ranger.
Let's get Gunner. He needs a brother.
Yes, he does.
Maybe.
Oh, this is awesome. All right,
maybe.
You got to. All right.
Okay, what else happened on this trip? So, are you going to go back when you go back down to the Gulf? Are you going to go bow fishing again? Or
I think we got to. Yeah, we're actually going with her brothers. She's got a brother in Colorado and another brother that lives close to us. And we're going a big three family trip next year. And I think we'll got to do something, at least fishing. Bull fishing is really not that great in the winter down there, so I think we're going February. Mm-hmm. It really starts picking up in April, May, June, just kind of like up here.
Nice.
So we'll see. We'll figure out something.
Mm-hmm. Amanda, do you think I can ever get you to go noodling with me?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Every female that I have on here, I've been saying, let's go noodling, because I'm doing it all girls noodling trip.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I did it, and one of the girls got a 42-pounder.
Wow.
42-pound catfish. She just pulls right out of them. Yeah.
I would be all for having her go.
Yeah.
I would.
I'll go on a girl's trip.
Yep. And it's intimidating right away. And if you're scared of the water, I am terrified of water. If I can't touch the bottom, I'm freaking out. Mm-hmm. Like, unless I'm down in the Virgin Islands where I can just float, pretty much walk on water down there.
Yeah.
But we went down to Southern Illinois in Benton, Illinois with Wren Lake. And... oh, man, that water is dirty. Mm. And you just stick your hand into this hole. I'm like, okay, as long as it's 5 feet, I can dive down and pull this thing out. My first one was only 18 pounds.
Wow. As long as nothing's nibbling on my toes, I think I'll be all right.
You can wear shoes. There's no way I'm going in any lake, any river without shoes on at all. All
right, then I'm down.
I'm a sensory person. Like, I need, if it's slimy or gross and grass. Nope.
I don't want the seaweeds in my toes. Mm-mm.
Oh, no. It's like when I'm kayaking. If I tip over in the weeds, I'm freaking out.
Game over.
Done.
Full panic.
Might as well just not come get me. It's not happening. Nope. Mm-hmm. Now I got all the heebie-jeebies. Ugh. Yeah. Cannot do it. Okay, well, you guys are convincing me to go down to the Gulf.
You should.
I think I had...
It's amazing.
So, you know Jeb.
Yep.
I had a grouper with him that was absolutely delicious.
Sure.
I believe I had a grouper with him. I'm sure it was. He feeds me so much food. But oh my goodness, she had it on the side. Rita had it on the side for an appetizer, and then she put it in this casserole that she made.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, it was butter.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Just biting right through it. It's better than any northern, better than any walleye, any perch, mm-hmm. anything I've ever had around here.
I agree. Yeah. Even that flounder, I couldn't mm-hmm. picture. I couldn't say what it tasted like for our fish up here, but mm-hmm. it was totally just different, so but phenomenal.
Nice.
Yeah.
So when we get back, we're gonna talk about wolf hunting. We're not there yet.
All right.
Well, we're going to get there. I'm so excited about this, too, because I've never thought about it, because in my head, it's like when a bear dies, they do the death moan. Mm. And it's like, I can't shoot a bear because I'm scared. That's the part that stops me, is I'm scared of the death moan.
Yeah.
I feel like wolves would cry like a dog.
No. That's the biggest thing. You can't compare them to a dog. It's on another level.
My first coyote that I shot was just a little sad because they look like dogs to me. Mm-hmm. But
sure.
When you actually think about it, they are killing dogs out there. They're killing chickens. They're killing everything that we love.
Yeah, when you see them with a fawn or a cub in their mouth, then you kind of change your perspective.
Oh, but. Yeah. Yeah, I cannot do that. When I just thought, like I was saying, last weekend or this past week, just running around with getting my chickens. Oh, Sandhill Cranes had two colts. And all of a sudden, the next day when I saw that coyote,
101, probably.
There's no more colts.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, why? Why are you eating my little babies? And then I think a fawn was born behind me because all of a sudden it started bleeding. I'm like, oh, meh, meh. I'm like, oh, little baby, I want to come find you and cuddle with you. But I can't. I definitely cannot do that. bow fishing. I was told to talk to you guys about bow fishing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Chase, what do you think about bow fishing?
Since we talked about bow fishing with stingrays, what about your bow fishing experience, your mental health day?
Chase was a little sick about 2 weeks ago when the carp were spawning, just say.
We just said that for school.
So what did we do with your sick day?
So we woke up at like 6.
You don't have to do the whole story, Chase. Did we shoot some fish or not?
Yes. We shot...
Just riding out the school.
And we shot 116.
Did we fill the boat up till we could? We just about sank Uncle Andy's boat. That's about what happened.
Four barrels.
Yeah. Four barrels? How big are these barrels? Like
150 gallon totes. And,
man.
It was about 2,200 pounds of fish, we figured.
We would have filled the whole floor, but Andy didn't want anything on the floor.
Well, they're all slimy and gross too, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's what it gets for having
two nice of a boat.
He
just didn't want that because he had hydro turf on the floor.
Oh, did he? Yeah, that'd be kind of slimy. Yeah. You'd be down there scraping it with
a toothbrush. He had to power wash it that night.
Oh, well, the smell of it, too.
Yeah.
But did you have fun?
How many did you shoot? Do you remember?
I don't know.
A lot?
A lot.
A lot, though.
Yeah.
How many years have you been bow fishing? Is this your first year?
No, I think when the first year...
It's probably been about
when I was 4 years.
Years
old, because...
4 years old?
Yeah, because we went bow fishing that... Like, my first ever bow fishing was when we were at Alabama with you.
Oh, and yeah, he was actually in a golf the last time we were down there, and I took him instead of Amanda. She stayed with Shayna. And, Jace went out, and he shot, we shot those Atlantic stingrays and some cow nose that trip.
Some cow nose, nice.
With, my grandma, Gigi?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, everybody knows his band is here, and there's a dog across the street. He's upset the dog's not coming over to say hello.
Oh.
What about I was trying to read the side of your bow fishing boat.
Well, my old one was DOA. It was just a team I had because I used to do tournaments, and I had a really nice boat set up for it. And then kind of life changed. The kids were looking to do other stuff, and honestly, we wanted a fishing boat more dedicated.
Yeah.
So I ended up selling it, and that's where we're at.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
We built another one.
We built another one?
Another one maybe after this, too.
Nice.
Never enough.
Can you take me out for bow fishing, Chase?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. We got to do that. When we get back, we will go to the interview with Ted Nugent, the wolf hunting, because we have to talk about that.
Sounds good.
When we get back, why am I mumbling my words right now? Stay tuned, please. I'm riding with a smile. It's because my little baby loves me. Cat back style.
Did you know Colorado Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old. Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a bra tent in the store parking lot to sell bras to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 bras were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the bras every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers. 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used? 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Hey folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had 5 or 6 beers and only one fish.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country.
Huge controversy in Wisconsin. What is your take on that?
You know, if we manage the wolf like we manage white-tailed deer, as in an annual harvest of the surplus to keep the habitat balanced and the structure balanced, there are more deer than ever. Certainly, we want wolves to be in optimal thriving populations, but right now they're off limits. They're untouchable because of the lie that they're endangered. They're not endangered. Right. They're overpopulated in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin. We should manage them within the carrying capacity of those resources and those habitats so that they maximize revenue generation and family hours of recreation. And again, Joel, I'm just a guitar player, but I figured this out as I was growing up in the deer woods of Michigan with my dad and Fred Bear. And I know that tradition is alive and well, but if the hunting families don't vote, then the anti-hunters and the animal rights liars and scammers, they will win, and currently they're winning with the wolf. So let's make sure that we vote and put pressure on our elected employees in the great state of Wisconsin to make sure that the wildlife, particularly the wolf, is in the asset column as a renewable resource instead of the liability column, which is a lie that they're endangered. They're not endangered. The whole state will be endangered if we don't manage wolves responsibly.
Yeah, and you know what? Right now, the wolves are decimating the populations of deer in northern Wisconsin. And I think sometimes, and tell me if I'm wrong, but I think sometimes people who utilize the outdoors want to just use the outdoors and be stewards in the outdoors and want to be left alone. And I think one of the things that's tough to encourage them to do sometimes...
That was my interview with Ted Nugent. First, I have to say that was the greatest interview.
Very cool.
I got to talk to Uncle Ted.
Sure.
That was the coolest. That was the coolest one. I may have had a sick day, a mental health day from work, and had a talk with Ted. It was the greatest thing
That's
ever.
That's worth it.
But he is the guru of the outdoors, pretty much. Right? You can follow anything you can think of. You can ask him. He'll have an answer for it.
Yeah.
He is a very smart man.
We grew up watching him, and he knows him. I've actually hunted on his ranch.
Spirit of the Wild.
So, yeah. Isn't like the talk with Ted thing, like where you get to talk about like what you did or like hunting?
He might have a thing like that, Chase.
Yeah, he might. Yeah. You watch YouTube a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just a little.
It could be on there probably. But
yeah, like talk with. Yeah, that's on there.
Yeah. Well, that'd be perfect. We should get on there.
Maybe. But you went wolf hunting, correct?
Three times. Yeah, I did.
Three times.
It's a tough animal. It's still on the top of my list, but I did two trips to Ontario. Mm-hmm. I believe in 19 and 2020. 80 hours, dark to dark, dropped off with on a snowmobile, and you're in a pop-up blind, dark to dark. It was brutal. It was February, cold as heck. And, of course, I was the only guy at camp that never seen one or had a shot or anything, never seen anything. So I went out 2 years in a row, still nothing. And then 2021 came, and Wisconsin reopened their season. So I put in for a tag, and wouldn't you know, I got a tag, which was pretty crazy because it was very limited. And that was on like a Sunday night. Monday was the hunt.
Oh, geez.
And I was working, of course, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, long story short, my buddy of mine shot one on Monday, and I called him to congratulate him. And he said, hey, don't get up here. There's deep snow. Let's see if you can have a sick day. So I took a mental health day on a Tuesday. I worked all day, and I went home, grabbed the gun, some warm clothes, drove way up north, and we hunted hard from as soon as I got there, say it was 8, 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We hunted from 9 till 9 the next day because by 10 o'clock the quota was made and it was shut down. So the season only lasted those 2 days.
Yeah.
And because the quota was obviously met and it was exceeded a little bit. And yeah, we hunted hard as heck to say the least. I don't know how many miles I should have tracked it, but I drove home halfway to my camper and slept that morning and I woke up with the worst leg cramps that you can ever imagine because, you know, we didn't have any food, barely any water, just hunted.
And trudging through that snow, too. I can't even imagine. Yeah. I get tired just going from my tree stand and back.
And it was like 24 inches of snow, of course, up there. So
you're using snowshoes and everything, though?
Didn't even have time.
Oh, my goodness.
Just bare minimum.
So you just got a nice workout.
It was a workout, but I thought I needed to go to the ER the next day. Like, I never had cramps like that, and I'm, like, panicking by myself in my little camper, freezing.
No. Well, that was after a 12-hour shift and all that drive time, and that
you
was
gotta
brutal.
Do it. You got to do it.
Mm-hmm. You do. If I had an opportunity, I definitely would do that.
And it's amazing, the amount of sign and stuff you see in Wisconsin. Like Nuge was saying, it is quite overpopulated, way more than people think or what anybody else wants to hear. It's definitely a problem, you know, even further south of the state, but way up north, the deer herd, obviously the last bunch of years, I mean, you can talk to anybody that say that their herd has been hurting.
Mm-hmm.
So same thing with Ontario. They're quite overrun up there, but my luck just wasn't on my side, so maybe we'll get back down the road. And
I don't know much about the population of wolves, so how do you any idea around about how many tags were out there?
I'm trying to think. The quota was only like 100, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and about 200 were
ABC News. I'm Dave.